This is Mika Paikkala, and I'd like to first just give you a little bit of a introduction to Be My Eyes and kind of the new feature that they're developed. So Be My Eyes first came up in Denmark. A person who's blind had an idea that video calls could be helpful for people who are blind. And it launched in January 2015 as an app. And its core service over the years has been being able to call and access a sighted volunteer to ask for, it could be reading or help looking for your Uber or finding out if your clothes match. And you kind of get a different volunteer anytime you call. There's no way to kind of have a list of volunteers that you like or that you may want to get again. From what I've heard, like volunteers might get a call only once every couple months. What the system does is sends the call to several volunteers, and whoever picks it up gets it, whoever picks it up first. They actually have about 6 million or so volunteers, which is very high. I mean, even if you look at nonprofits like the Red Cross, this notion of having 6 million volunteers across the world is huge. And also it's very international. They work in many different languages in many different countries. So that's kind of the core service. It's still out there and people use it, and it's completely free. There's also something called specialized help, and that's where you can get help from a particular organization. For instance, the Microsoft Disability Answer Desk, or there's some food companies or, random companies that have signed up where you can essentially get customer service. Also, under that specialized help, there's the Massachusetts Association of the Blind, and they're doing something that I don't think a lot of people know about, but from what I know, essentially they're trying to provide volunteers that can provide, if you will, a higher level of service, kind of like you might find on IRA. So if someone needs help doing something on their computer or filling out paperwork or something beyond just, do my clothes match or, can you describe the scene outside? Sean Welker over at MabVie is running that program. So that might be something to check out that I don't think they've advertised it a lot, but it's out there. They also have other services. So if you have a company with blind employees and maybe they want to get help, you can enable like a private set of call takers, if you will, that, maybe they're from your company, so that you're not releasing confidential information. So if I'm blind and I'm working at Frank's company and I need help with somebody and I access via this special method, I'm going to get somebody who's already in Frank's company, that could help me with paperwork or doing something on the computer or something like that. So that's another service that they offer. And then at the time of March 2023, they talked a lot about this artificial intelligence volunteer. They used to call it virtual volunteer, but now they call it Be My AI. And the idea is that you take a picture with your phone through the Be My Eyes app, or you have a picture that's already on your phone that you share with it. And then essentially, ChatGPT analyzes that picture and gives you a very vivid description of the picture. It's a little bit like the scene discovery in Seeing AI, Microsoft app, but the descriptions are a lot more vivid, and you can ask follow-up questions once it analyzes the picture. So it's using ChatGPT, which is an AI. You can use ChatGPT if you just want to interact with it for text or help writing, but it has this feature where it can analyze images. And the way that you sign up for this is you go into Be My Eyes. It's typically been called Register for Access to Virtual Volunteer Beta. They may be changing the name of that, since they're not going to call it Virtual Volunteer anymore. They're going to call it Be My AI. But they are now onboarding people much more quickly. I signed up in March and I just got access to this less than a month ago. But now I think they're really opening it up. So if you signed up today, very likely within a couple weeks, if not a couple days, they will probably give you access to this Be My AI feature. I did a COVID test. I wasn't really sick, but I was just curious if it could tell you, if there's the one or two lines on the little card that you have. And it did. It told me there's just the one control line. I used it the other day. I was on a piece of gym equipment, a recumbent bike or a elliptical, and I took a picture of the screen and it read me, you've gone 3.2 miles, you burned, 5 calories probably. But it was able to read that information from the screen. Recently, I was on a New England Ski for Light hike. So I took some pictures out in the woods of the scenery. And rather than me having to sort of, if I wanted to post those on Facebook or Instagram, rather than me having to, somehow type up a description of what that photo is, it generated a very vivid description of all the elements in there, and it would say, it kind of looks like a calming scene and all that. So it provides that. I have a video doorbell. So this morning I took a screenshot of that and just ran that picture through it, and it kind of described, there's a couple of cars out on the street. And I went back one event and it said like a young Asian male is at the door, kind of looking at the camera. One thing at the beginning with this service, it didn't really process human faces. If you took a picture of a person, it would always say the face is blurred out. And your face wasn't blurred out. It was just a restriction that OpenAI had put in place because there are certain states that are passing laws that they don't want AIs to sort of do facial recognition and analysis. But Michael Forzano, who's another tech guy, he's lived in Seattle for a long time. I think he's now in New York. He mentioned to me on Facebook yesterday that they've taken that limitation off. So now, if you indeed they have, you take a picture of a face and it will describe the person. You can ask, what does this person look like? How old do they look? Are they clean shaven? What kind of haircut do they have? And it will give you all those descriptions. So when you take a picture, it initially gives you a description, but then you can ask follow-up questions. One thing I thought it would do, and it didn't really do, was if I set my oven on a particular temperature, it didn't really tell me what it was set on, but that just might be the angle of it. But I think it could do something like that. I've had it read the display on my Samsung washing machine and tell me, how much time is left in the washing cycle. Those power banks that you've had. I've taken a picture of it pushing down the little button and then asked it like how many of the lights are lit. And it would, if you get the angle of the picture right, it will tell you.
Yeah, so it's a typical tabbed app.
Get support.
The first tab is Get Support, and that enables the traditional services they have, like using a regular volunteer that you call or the specialized help.
Selected. Be my AI.
Be My AI is the new one that we're going to focus on today, the new tab that, and again, you only have this if you request it through them, through putting in a request just in the Get Support tab. You'll see that request button.
Community tab.
The community tab just has a lot of stories and testimonials and anecdotes about people using Be My Eyes, both people who are blind and sighted volunteers.
Learn tab.
Learn just has some guides and blog posts to kind of give you some ideas about how you could use Be My Eyes, although it focuses on the traditional services, not really the Be My. They probably haven't completed the documentation on the Be My AI service.
Settings tab.
And settings has some kind of basic settings, but nothing related really to the AI function. So let's start. So
Take picture. Take picture.
when you're in the Be My AI tab and you first open it up, really the only option you have is take picture. So I'm going to start just by taking a picture out the front window of my house here.
Tab bar. Take picture. Button.
And I'll hit that.
Take picture. Dim. The picture shows a view from above, looking down at a tree with green leaves in front of a house. The tree has a thick trunk and branches that are extending outwards. The leaves are a lush green color. Behind the tree, there is a house with beige horizontal siding. Below the tree, you can see a sidewalk and a small part of the street. There are a few leaves scattered on the sidewalk. The house has a small brick area near the base of the wall. The overall atmosphere seems to be calm and residential.
Normally, you would just go on to take another picture, but if you want to ask a follow-up question,
take picture, ask more.
You can go to ask more.
Tab bar. Get some, ask more.
And again, the only options here are take another picture or ask more. So if we go to ask more.
Be my AI. The picture shows.
And then from here, we can either type in a message or send a follow-up picture. If you want to just do another picture or another angle, it's a lot easier to just hit the take picture button. You can also call a volunteer from here. Although I don't know if they receive the picture that you've taken. They
message.
May
text
not.
Field.
But I'm going to ask a follow-up question here. Are there any people or vehicles on the street? And if so, can you describe them?
Inserted, are there any people or vehicles on the street? And if so, can you describe them? Clear text. Send message.
And I'll send that.
Send. Please wait. Be my AI is writing. Please wait. Be my AI is writing a message. Be my AI is still writing a message. Be my AI. There are no people or vehicles visible on the street in the picture. The street and sidewalk appear to be empty.
I have gotten it sometimes to give you that information.
End chat button.
So now I'm going to hit end chat just to get out of this extra little mode where you can ask follow-up questions.
End chat alert. Are you sure you want to end this chat? No. Yes. Button. You're met. Thanks for chatting. Please let us know how you're. I experienced problems. I had a good chat. Button. Starting camera. Take picture. Button.
And now we're again just ready to take another picture. So I'm just going to take a picture kind of with going to the length of the house and just have it kind of describe.
Take picture. Dim.
All right, there it goes.
The picture is a big lead, but it appears to be an interior room. On the left side, there is a wooden desk with some items on it, including what looks like a lamp. There is also a small wooden cabinet next to the desk. On the right side, there is a wall with a few pictures or frames hanging, and a coat hanger with a red garment hanging on it. There is also a dresser with various items on top. In the background, there is a hallway leading to another room, and a rug on the floor. The walls and ceiling are white.
In a lot of demos, people will take a picture in their refrigerator, so I can do that, and it should give us a little variety of everything here. So I'm holding my iPhone, and I'm going to hit the take picture.
The picture shows the inside of a refrigerator with various items on the shelves. On the top shelf, there are two bottles of Poland spring water, a red carton of Horizon Organic low-fat milk, a bottle of Gatorade, and a few other containers. On the second shelf, there is a small container of salsa or sauce, a plastic container with a red lid that seems to have a salad or vegetables inside, and a few other items. On the third shelf, there are a few containers including one of blueberries, a container of Cabot Greek yogurt, a package of Cracker Barrel cheese, and a bowl covered with aluminum foil. There are also a few other items in the fridge, but they are not clearly visible. Take picture. Button.
So for reading that, each shelf it kind of put on a line, so I was just doing a one-finger flick to do it. And as I said, it can also read information that might be on screens, or while the other demos were going on, I have a box from Gazelle here, so I was looking at which label was which, so I could put the return label to possibly trade in an iPhone 11 Pro that I have. I want to now show you how you can use pictures that either might already be on your phone or might be in other apps to get them described. So I'm going to go to Instagram, which is, heavily visual. Its whole premise is pictures and visuals. And I'll just pick a random picture here in Instagram to get it.
Photo by Katie Lou on September 9th. Fernando Godalva 77, taken at Tabo Pizzeria 3 days ago. Fernando Reyes, which taken at Cayo Sombrero, Morocco. JetBlue, sponsored 2 weeks ago. Video, Echeverria Travel, 1 day ago. Photo by Echeverria Travel on September 8th, 2023. El Pedro Pacificismo, 8 weeks ago. Video, 200. Nolia Mesquita, taken at Brazil São Luís Maranhão. Village Medical, sponsored. Animal, 4_, lover _, 7,860. Natura Forever, 1 week ago. 4 photos in total, 207,626 likes, 1,890 comments. Relaxing relieved face, cloud with rain. Follow us backhand index finger pointing right, at Natura Forever backhand index finger pointing left, for more hands raised in celebration. Hashtag rain, hashtag nature, hashtag rainy day, hashtag photography, hashtag love, hashtag nature photography, hashtag peace, hashtag peaceful, hashtag peacing love, hashtag nature love years, hashtag naturetic, hashtag nature underscore perfection, hashtag naturishits, hashtag nature underscore brilliant, hashtag clouds, hashtag Father's Day, hashtag weather, hashtag sky, hashtag new york, hashtag instagram, hashtag water, hashtag travel, hashtag storm, hashtag photo, hashtag raindrops, hashtag rainbow, hashtag beautiful, hashtag rainy, hashtag raining. Actions available.
So that's all that they put in their text, just a bunch of hashtags. But other than knowing that it's nature or rain, you don't really know what that photo might be. So I'm going to open it. Just double click on it.
Close by nature river. Taken 1 week ago. 1 of 4. Adjustable.
So there's 4 photos here. And so what we'll do is I'm using an iPhone SE 3rd generation. So I'm going to take a screenshot. So I'm going to, while holding the home button down, touch the lock button and we'll get the screenshot.
Screenshot.
Button. And then I need to click on screenshot.
Button. Undo, read, markup, delete, share button.
Click on share.
Share.
And then a whole AirDrop bunch of options button come up. Messages, email, Facebook, you know, a lot of different things. But one of the options is to describe with Be My AI. So I'm going to do that.
Recognize
it's at
AI
the bottom.
Button.
And recognize with seeing AI, that's another option
search
that
people
used more, you know, before this came out.
Describe with Be My Eyes button.
So here we go. Describe with Be My Eyes. So this will send this photo from my screenshot to the Be My AI and it will describe it.
Describe with... please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. Be My AI is still writing a message. Be My AI, the picture is of a cozy bedroom situated in an A-frame house with large glass windows that extend up to the ceiling. The windows provide a stunning view of a dense forest outside. The room is dimly lit with warm lighting from 2 table lamps on either side of the bed. The bed is in the center of the room with a wooden frame and is dressed in dark gray bedding with some decorative pillows. There are nightstands on either side of the bed with the lamps and some other decorative items. The overall ambience of the room is very serene and inviting, making it a perfect retreat in the midst of nature.
So that gives us a little more information about what that Instagram photo
message
is.
Text field. Clear text. Message.
And we can
text
send
field
a message.
Insertion. Click message. Text field.
Are there any other objects or people in the room you could describe?
Clear message. Text field. Is editing. Are there any other objects or people in the room you could describe? Clear text. Send message. Button. Send. Please wait. Be My AI is writing a... Please wait. Be My AI is writing a message. Be My AI. In the picture, there are no people visible. Besides the bed and nightstands, there is a small shelf about the head of the bed with a few decorative items on it. The room has a wooden floor and the walls are also made of wood, which adds to the rustic feel of the space. The focus of the room is mainly on the large windows that offer a breathtaking view of the lush green forest outside. The room is designed to provide a tranquil and intimate connection with nature.
So it kind of gives you both factual and some subjective comments about these photos. For instance, I've done this screen share method where, let's say you're using the Apple Find My app and you're looking up where either like a person or a device is. And a lot of times it'll just read the street address, but sometimes it'll just say map, or it'll say, you know, the city name, but it won't really give you a specific street address. So I've sent the photo into Be My AI, and it's kind of been able to tell me, well, it's, you know, it's between Main Street and North Street, you know. So if something isn't accessible with a map, it can kind of give you that information. If you have like flight tracking apps where they have kind of a line of, you know, where the plane took off from and where it's going, you can send a message. Like I did that with like a random flight this morning from Boston to LA, and it said it was flying over Virginia or something like that. So it can identify sort of visual elements in maps and the like that are not normally accessible and kind of give you information about it. I also want to try it with cooking to kind of see if it can tell you like how done food looks, or just kind of describe how the, you know, if you're frying something on the stove, or I guess even if you take something out of the oven to take a look at. But it's really been, I would say, what the key technology breakthrough this year. I've used it just walking around in buildings, or just in an Uber or Lyft, just taking pictures outside. And you know, it kind of describes the people and what kind of cars and buildings, or the the scenes from Highways, and as you can see, the descriptions are good. You know, they're typically, you know, 2 to 4 sentences of descriptions, and you can certainly use it to do more basic things like reading your mail or reading different labels. You can read like a screen, like I said, like a washing machine, as long as you get kind of the angle right and you get it pointed correctly.
Mecca, can I
Yes.
just add something that I discovered because John and I recently got it? First of all, I am not a very good picture taker. And with Be My Eyes, I don't do as well when I'm trying to do pictures for documents. And I must say, when we were on vacation, we were in a room and there were some pictures on the wall. And even I was able to take a picture of the picture on the wall and get a good description. But the other thing, when you sign up for this thing, once you get into it, you have to agree to a couple of things. One is that you will not use it specifically as a mobility device, and that you will not use it to read your medications. And I think there was a third thing, but I thought those were very interesting. But one of the things recently, I was curious what it would do reading a credit card. And I scanned the credit card and it took the picture and, you know, said that it was a credit card and there was a logo and blah, 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 and told me where it was from and where the chip was. And I asked it if it would read me the numbers. Could it see the numbers and could you read them to me? And it came back with, I could, but for security reasons, I will not read the numbers to you. You should call a Be My Eyes volunteer. You know, on the one hand, I was disappointed that it wouldn't read them. On the other hand, I thought it was a smart way of handling a security issue. Because, you know, it's just that reminder for all of us that we need to be mindful of the information that we don't want everyone else to have.
It's always interesting to see what, you know, if they program certain limits into it of what it will or won't do. I was pleasantly surprised that it read the COVID test.
Mika, this is Frank. I just got access like literally 2 days ago, and I was actually on my exercise bike in the basement, and about 2 feet away from the bike is my toy train layout. And just for the heck of it, I just pointed at the, you know, layout and snapped the picture. And it was going into some detail that I didn't even know was there. It was saying like there are many colorful buildings. One of them has a American flag hanging from it, and underneath the table, you could see wires hanging with the remote controls sitting on the table. I'm like, wow, could you even see that? Yeah, does the camera really pick up all that? So it was pretty amazing. Yeah, so yeah, it's a little bit, you know, of the wow factor, not just with how much the camera could pick up, but how well it could identify things too. And actually, it was smart enough to figure out that like the bottom level was a subway, because they actually did identify the bottom level as a subway too. I was like, that's pretty cool.
I've also used it to read handwritten labels on boxes. Say when somebody puts a sticky note on a box, the picture will say, this is a box with such and such, and there's a handwritten label that says, and then whatever the label says.
And I think it will read prescription. I think I've tried that. I mean, even though they tell you, I think it will try to read those for you. I mean, just as seeing AI will.
I had a tower with a whole bunch of CDs and it wouldn't read the CDs, but it said, a tower with CDs. And it said, I asked, could you tell me the names of the CDs? And it said, you are not close enough to the CD tower. Please take another photo. And I did. And it only read like two of them. And it's like a whole big stack of like at least 50 CDs. In that same room, there was a stuffed animal on a chair, and it gave such details on that stuffed animal. So, it is really cool.
Like if I take a picture, I'll do the 3-finger quad tap. So with 3 fingers, 4 taps, that'll copy the text to your clipboard. And then if I post the picture, then I can paste it, you know, the description that it writes. So it's kind of a process, because you have to take the picture, then have it analyze it, then copy the text, then, you know, upload the picture however you're going to upload it, and then paste in the text. So I might try to go into Instagram photos that I've taken and kind of do the screenshot, analyze it, and then try to add a caption, you know, with what it says. But so it's doable, but it's a series of steps. It's not like a one click, you know, but they may be able to, depending on what APIs allow, you know, it would be great, for instance, if it could just take your whole camera roll and just append the descriptions into the photos, but Apple may not permit that kind of access. But if they got access to your photos in their app, maybe they could create like a library like that. But hopefully there'll be, you know, more feature development. And I think down the road, you know, imagine if it could work with you much like a Be My Eyes or an IRA agent with video. I think that's kind of the next frontier. If you could be talking to this AI while it's processing live video, and I think of even indoor navigation, like it could memorize or be trained on every aspect of a building. So, you know, looking at the video, it could kind of figure out where you are and what's near you and how to get somewhere. And I think it could do really well with indoor navigation, but I don't know that that's actively being worked on. But if you can just imagine the possibilities, if it can do live video, but hopefully, like I said, that they did just get rid of the restriction about the blurred faces. So hopefully, you know, there'll be more enhancements to come. I didn't see an email about that. Like I said, Mike Forzano told me. So, you know, some of the changes you might sort of just hear about through experimentation or through the grapevine, but it's a great tool. And just, you know, even if you're, like I said, out on the street or walking around in a building or riding in a car or a bus or a train or a plane, you know, you can just take pictures and just see what it comes up with just as an activity. And it's really interesting just to get all that data that we couldn't easily get before. Just as practical of like seeing what your air conditioner is set to. So, you know, everything in between.
I was wondering, does it give much false information?
It can. And a lot of the times you'd kind of know, but I can't think of an example, but offhand, but I think it definitely can. And that's it definitely in the terms and conditions. I think they call it like hallucinations or something, you know, but it's not that common, but it certainly could happen.
I'm working on a project with other people that are trying to verbally describe the graphs that you get from Fidelity, like the XY line drawings. Have you tried anything like that with this?
I haven't, but I would imagine that it would try to describe something like that.
Curious to see how well it does it.
Now, the other thing I'll mention is that there is the Be My Eyes app available for the blind shell, but this feature is not on there yet. So as far as I know, it's just on iOS. I'm not sure about Android, but I did check in the blind shell and it wasn't showing, even though I'm registered for the feature. But, you know, that may come in time with the blind shell as well.
I just got the email and I've been only playing with it for a day or two, but I know that they said that the Android access would come hopefully by the end of the year. So that seems to be what they're shooting for.
Sure.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you so much, Mika. That was wonderful.